Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. Imprisoned in Rome, awaiting execution, the Apostle Paul is portrayed in a Netflix movie about his final days as a bit of a solemn character. The Christian community eagerly awaited his letters, which eventually came from their much-loved apostle and helped them understand his trials and the tribulations that they may face one day. In earlier biblical accounts where Paul was incarcerated, he prayed and sang songs. Paul was eventually freed after God, hearing his supplication, shook the earth and the doors of the jail were flung open. Now, I mention this because another apostle has found himself in a similar position. This time it's the self-proclaiming apostle Brian Tamaki, thankfully not awaiting execution. And I must state right now, I've never met this polarizing pastor, or have I ever been in his presence. And to be fair, I'm not the one who would condone and yet not condemn what he does in his church. From the outside looking in, Tamaki leads a very passionate congregation. One only has to look at the difference Destiny Church has made to so many within the South Auckland community. He certainly is a leader of people, and that is the point that I want to make today. Brian Tamaki leads, but it is with the grace of the God he serves as to the reason why. Recent events have seen Tamaki in prison for standing against the tide of totalitarianism sweeping across this nation. In the past, I've often called for our churches to unite, but it keeps falling on deaf ears. But Brian Tamaki, along with his Destiny Church congregation, has read the feeling of this country correctly. Their stand under the Freedom and Rights Coalition banner is exactly what church leaders in this country should be doing. They should be shouting the message from their pulpits and from the street corners, from everywhere they'll be heard. Now, except for a few, and I mean a few, five to be exact, Brian Tamaki is very much on his own. Is it the churches in this country simply disagree with his stand? Or is it they're erring on the side of self-preservation? Is it they're being held back by members of their congregation who only want warm fuzzies from their pastors? Or is it that some pastors just don't relish the ideas of supporting a man who is standing for freedom from tyranny, freedom of rights, and above all, the freedoms which are God-given in this country? Without a doubt, Christianity in New Zealand, as it is everywhere else in the world, big business. Maybe they've seen how the government has looked to remove the tax status from Destiny Church and Family First because of their stance in standing up and challenging the government when it's wrong. While churches in New Zealand, once referred to as God's own, are being dictated by the socialist-leaning government as to who and how many can attend a church service, when churches are being leaned on to provide housing and food for the needy because of this government's inability to manage an economy. When this country is destitute of love for our Creator, when the government promotes a division and segregation to its society, when it fails to protect the vulnerable in our communities, when the government mandates loss of employment because you refuse to undertake a still unproven experimental procedure. You may ask, who is it that they represent? At least Brian Tamaki was arrested for standing up for the downtrodden. How many other pastors or church leaders can say that they'd be arrested for their sermon last Sunday? Brian Tamaki is not everybody's cup of tea, but just look at where his support is coming from. Not just Destiny Church, not just from the anti-vaxxer, not from the fringe elements, it's coming from the average New Zealander who sees Brian Tamaki providing the salt and the light in this country. I'm guessing Tamaki will find it tough going in Mount Eden prison. But you can only applaud his courage, his conviction and his faith to stand out against the tide and speak out not just for his congregation but for all the oppressed in this country. Like the congregations of Philippi, Galatia, Corinth and Crete awaited news from behind bars during Paul's internment, many from the South Auckland region and across the nation will be awaiting the release of Brian Tamaki. Let's hope it's not too long, and may he continue to have the courage to speak out.
Thank you for listening. You can hear more podcasts like this by subscribing to Christian Voice New Zealand, now available on Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio and Tumblr. For more information about our work or your move to donate, jump online to our webpage, christianvoicenewzealand.com.